The Mississippi River is running low again for the third year in a row. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, said the situation is exacerbated when you consider the amount of grain expected this season.
All indications are that we're going to have a significant harvest when it comes to soybeans and for corn. We're going to have a sizable amount of soybeans and corn and other grains that are going to be demanding a transportation system that can accommodate their journey from the farm to its ultimate customer. And a lot of that is overseas.
Steenhook also says freight rates are going up.
Anywhere from 6 to 8% higher than this time last year. And again, last year was an unfavorable year. But it's higher than this time last year. And then you're looking at, compared to the 3-year average, anywhere from 40% higher, 60% higher than that 3-year average.
This report has been a service of the Louisiana Soybean Grain Research and Promotion Board.